I will ask our young disciples to come forward, and we may have to call an audible, Miss Val. And maybe we can gather up here with Chavez.
Well, and if people could just sit on the floor, that'd be
great.
Oh,
that'd be great.
Yeah,
thank you.
We can do this. All right. All right. Good to see you. My name is Miss Val, and many, many years ago, I was like Pastor Ed. I was here every Sunday with some of your parents being your age. Can you imagine? That was a long time ago. And we would have children's messages then, too. And I'm so glad that you're here today to be part of this great celebration, 75 years of the church. And our special message today is about what God continues to do. And one of the things that we know about God is that God likes celebrations and parties. And pretty soon, in about 10 days or so, there's going to be a big celebration. What's the celebration that we're preparing for now in your lives? A party? What is it? Trick or treat. You're going to do trick or treat. And what are some of the things that you do for trick or treat? You get candy? You get your costumes? What are some things that you might put outside your door? Pumpkins. That's exactly right. And you might put whole pumpkins out, and you might put pumpkins out that you have carved, made some faces in. And when you carve the pumpkins, has anybody ever carved a pumpkin? Have you seen a pumpkin get carved? What do you do? You take the knife and you get the top off, like this part, and you do what? You take the pumpkin guts out, exactly. Exactly. And those pumpkin guts, you have the pumpkin, and then you have to scoop, and it's exactly. It's not the best part of it, is it, to be handling the pumpkin guts. And in that pumpkin guts, there's a lot of seeds, right? And believe it or not, that's what our sermon is about today in our scripture. It's about seeds, pumpkin seeds, which don't look like anything, and the pumpkin is already at full fruit, and it's harvested, and it's on its way to serving the life of a pumpkin, which is to be a jack-o'-lantern in this case, or pumpkin pie, or pumpkin seeds. But in that, so you have the seeds. And what can you do with seeds? You can grow what? Pumpkins! You can grow pumpkins with pumpkin seeds. And with flowers, you grow flower seeds. Exactly. And today, our scripture says that God is this great creator, like an artist. And God never, ever stops creating. And one of the ways that God creates is to always make things new. God makes all things new. It's not that God makes new things, but God makes all things new. And so what God does with a little seed like this, tiny little seeds, and you plant them in the ground, and they turn big. They grow into big pumpkins and little pumpkins and pumpkins of all sizes and colors, pumpkins for all kinds of great uses. That's God making all things new. And that's what God is doing with each of you. All the time, God is investing, pouring out God's own love to you and helping you grow to be the best that you can possibly be. And in that, God continues to work in your hearts, and we continue to grow even when we get to be old. God is still in our hearts helping us to grow and to learn more and to be more and to be able to show God's own love to more people.
Amen.
And we see that today with all of your parents and grandparents and friends and neighbors and people you've never seen before and people you see every day of your life. All of these people getting together because they still want their hearts to be grown like a garden, cultivated with God's love planted there and growing into great fruit. Let's have a prayer. Lord, we thank you for the way that you care for us, the way that you put us into families that can help with the care and nurture, that can help us grow, that can make sure we have food and sunshine and are taken care of. Help us to grow in your love and show your love to one another and to the whole world for our whole lives. Amen. Thanks so much for coming up today.
Wonderful.